Hello, folks. Welcome to Hour to Kill. I'm your host, Isaac. We got an hour of excellent music ahead of us, so stick around. I also have a guest in studio right now on one of these mics. I'll figure that out in a second. Right now, we got Man in the Corner Shop by The Jam, our first track up. Enjoy.
Our balance. over zero. We rewrite the fairy tale for the rest of our lives. Throwing the trash away. Like a stone, melting down today for tomorrow. Coming out of the heart, you know it's turbulent from the start. But I understand it's not your nature. But you need a friend to take you home.
That was the new MGMT single, Mother Nature. Before that was Man in the Corner Shop by The Jam. I got two guests here in the studio. Let me introduce them first.
What's up?
We got Dan.
What's up?
And we got Harrison, who just spoke after I said Dan. What do you think of the MGMT song?
I haven't heard it yet.
I stumbled across it, yeah. I think like earlier this week, and I was like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that they... I saw that they released a single, forgot about it for like 2 weeks, and then listened, and I was like, oh, that's actually quite good.
Still have it.
I liked their last album, so I didn't have a good reason to assume that it wouldn't be good. It's got a weird cover. I don't know.
I didn't see anybody talk about it when it came out. Like, I don't even know how I stumbled across. Like, I think I was scrolling through some, like, Apple Music chart or something.
Until you just played it, I had no idea it was out.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. That was MGMT. So it was like, I don't know, they're doing... almost Britpop-y. I don't know what they're... Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I almost assumed they'd get... I still like it, but I almost assumed they'd get weirder, if that makes sense.
I mean, this is the lead single for the album.
That's also true. But, yeah. We got two fellow DJs on here, although that's pretty common with the guests that come in here. Get a lot of radio experience. But if you want to plug your shows, feel free to...
Silica Gel Slop Hour every other Friday at 4 p.m. Tune in.
Stranger Waves every Monday from noon to 1 p.m.
And I'm going to be covering the next episode of Silica Gel Slop Hour because, folks, you might have noticed it's Thanksgiving break.
No way. People
are leaving. People are heading around. You got subprime scheduling on the bi-weekly.
That's brutal.
That's rough. It's tough. It's like a whole month between shows.
I remember first was like hearing your show. It was like 1 a.m. or midnight.
Yeah.
And you're just playing whatever.
Exactly.
Off YouTube. Outside the safe harbor.
See, it's
a very different vibe.
It's still great, but you know, I really miss those late night slots because I can't just play random.
I gotta tell you, I hated the 1 year that I did, or the one semester I did a show late at night. I think it was like midnight to 1 or whatever. It was just brutal. I don't know.
See, that was fair. When I got this time slot, the ones I picked out were mostly not late. I was trying to go during the day. And then since I've had it, not that I don't enjoy going on the radio, speaking to you lovely folks out there, but it's hard to get a right ideal time, I guess.
Mm. The main thing for me is that like my mom, my family loves listening to the show, so it's nice to have it at a time that they can tune in. And also, like, I don't really run into the issue of needing to play explicit music, just based off like the kind of stuff that I play anyway.
Yeah, it's you carved out a nice lane for yourself that doesn't. Yeah, you're not gonna run into that really.
It forces you to be creative though sometimes, which I appreciate.
That's nice.
True, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna switch it up. We'll go back to the music. Got some magnetic fields coming up here. Desert Island. Good stuff. Nice. Enjoy it, folks.
My thoughts are coming through, emptiness follows. used to. This cyclone full of peanut, this silence of the moon. Exhausted by a game, subject to the ladder, subject to the ladder. My thoughts are coming through, emptiness follows too. A cyclone full of feeling, the silence of the room. Subject to the ladder. My thoughts are coming through, emptiness follows too. A cyclone full of feeling, the silence of the moon. Subject to the ladder.
some delightful Dan to greet us on this Saturday evening. What do you? That was a Harrison selection. Throw back the little one, Steely Dan.
I gotta give it to Dan. We were talking about Katie Lied last night. I re-listened to like all the Steely Dan albums this week, and I guess I wasn't super impressed by Katie Lied. I wasn't paying enough attention to it. Went back, re-listened to it today. Phenomenal.
Dan can't do wrong.
Really can't. This is the craziest album run like of all time.
No, literally. That can't buy a thrill to Gaucho Stretch.
It's remarkable.
Who else has done that?
No one else has ever released like five good albums.
Five good albums.
That's impossible. I can't think of a single artist who's ever.
Hey, they're like seven
They're above good.
I'm not as high on Steely Dan as you folks are. I think it's really enjoyable music, and then you guys put it in conversations I'm not comfortable with.
Asia is the greatest album of the 1970s.
This is what I mean.
I will buy into that.
I don't have a short list right now in front of me to throw back at you as far as better albums, unfortunately. I don't have the 1970s tier list pulled up. Some people are really on that wave.
Some
they start arguing about music and they're just
and
like,
that
no, that's a 7.84, like, and you're comparing it to an 8.93. That's ridiculous.
How do you like consume art in that way?
That's yeah.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. These like rating apps, like Rate Your Music, Letterboxd, completely killed the way that people
Terrible.
Consume art. It's really bad.
Like you're listening to music to log it.
It's just like, it's awful. It's, like, what's the point?
I know.
It's a sickness. It's a disease. Except for when I log things on Letterboxd, then it's fine.
Yeah, that's different.
No, Letterboxd works is just like a so I can pull it up and be like, have I seen this before? What did I think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have something to remind you what your opinion is. Did you forget? You're like, was this movie like okay? What was it? Oh, I thought it was actually pretty good. Damn, that's funny. I didn't have any memory of that at all. But apparently,
but
it was 4 stars. What do we got? So I meant to have you on, Dan, on at some point to talk soccer, but it's international break right now.
There's
biggest talking
really
point
happening.
Of today is like France
dropped
won a game
20.
With like 14 goals. International break means at this point in the whatever the cycles are, it's like qualifying for not even the World Cup, but for like the continental competitions. So in Europe, it's like the big mega teams playing like Liechtenstein,
San Marino,
Andorra, and San Marino. So that's like, well, technically they all have a chance.
Did you see Ronaldo scored a hat trick against Liechtenstein?
there's still a cohort of 15. It's older than that. There's grown adults out there who have spent their entire lives following this narcissist to the ends of the earth. So now they're watching Saudi League games and going, whoa, he's still got it after scoring 2 penalties against Malta. You gotta know. It's like it's like Derrick Rose advocates in 2023. It's like you gotta know when to hang him up.
Ronaldo's a little worse than Derrick Rose in terms of like character.
They've both been accused, I think, of the same
yes.
thing. That wasn't even the point I was making. I was more saying like cooked product. Like, what are they gonna give you? Yeah. When are you gonna see them in a game that matters ever again in their career? In Ronaldo's career, I think it's not gonna happen.
He's not going to play the next Euros, right? He's too old for that.
No, I mean, he's playing now. He probably wants to keep playing. Mm. I don't know. He's too driven by ego to let things to up. He's going to keep going until they don't let him. But, yeah, I don't know. Do we have Prem takeaways? Arsenal has been weird because there's been a change of style to be more rigid, more defensive, less variables, and also means it's more boring. But
they're winning,
kind of getting results, so I don't know how to feel.
We're winning, but it's just not like convincing, you know.
Yeah.
If we didn't have that back line, if we didn't have the Gabriel Saliba Rice, we'd be cooked. Our entire
without Rice, we'd be cooked. No, the Martinelli and Saka, I don't know if it's just the teams know they're the main threat, but they've not been as it's not that they've been bad. It's just one of those things where like you notice it if you watch week in, week out and have consistently every year where it's like at surface, they still look like they're doing well, but there's just not the same like
they're not getting the same
excitement,
effort.
And it's a lot like, more slowed down and dull. And I have to think that's a coaching thing.
I think, yeah.
But
like Martinelli's only scored like a single goal at this point.
We're in November now, where and it's like quarter of the way through. You start to see who I don't know, who are gonna have big years.
Yeah.
like Ollie Watkins scoring like crazy. But I don't know what how to compare to all those. I say it's a quarter of the way through, but it still is kind of too early for. It's hard for me to say anyone really is going to beat Man City. I hate to say that every year, but I'm not really seeing the vision from Spurs or Liverpool or Arsenal.
They might be in League 2 by this time next year, so.
That's the dream. So that's the actual news, is there was a team, not one of the big teams, but Everton got hit with the points deduction because they spent too much money. Like, marginally too much money. And what's funny is that club has been on the verge of bankruptcy to get, like, worse. Yeah. Like, they've spent money, like, horrendously. And they got a big points deduction, but they're still probably going to stay up because all the promoted teams are terrible.
Yeah.
So they're going to get, like, 17th and survive after being deducted.
I want relegation to be brought to American sports. Yeah. I want to send the Washington Wizards to a
Yeah, Washington Wizards go down, and we get the Fort Wayne Mad Ants to come up and play. See what had happened. Get the XFL-NFL promotion relegation system.
Oh, I want the Bears sent to the XFL. I want the Panthers sent to the XFL.
Justin Fields sets XFL records next year. If P.J. Walker can play in the NFL, I bet an entire team from that league can get promoted.
Big St. Louis Battlehawks guy myself.
I don't think I can name a single XFL team. Have they folded yet? When are they going to fold?
They're on the verge. I don't know.
How many different replacement football leagues have there been that have gone under?
It's crazy because it's
a lot of them.
Hardcore NFL fans I know don't bother. They can go, 6 months without football. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. So. You don't have the same, crazy environment around it. With basketball, it's year-round even when... I don't know. I guess most Americans don't tend to watch outside of their own league, I guess. It feels like. Like, hockey fans aren't, like, generally... I guess there's always the subset. Like, there's people who watch NBA Summer League. or, like, the Olympics or something. Where, like, they love basketball so much that they'll watch anything.
Yeah. I saw Greg Popovich in the Aria Casino in Las Vegas in 2013. Before Summer League game.
Nice. That's probably... maybe he was more... I guess he's there to watch the players, but, in between games, why not?
Oh, no, the whole team was out to lunch.
Oh, I didn't recognize... I thought you just saw Greg Popovich sitting at, a slots machine.
Let me rephrase. For those of you who don't know, the guys who play on the summer league teams are not actual, generally not rostered NBA players. It's rookies and guys who are kind of on the fringe of making it. So I didn't recognize a single player there, but I recognized Popovich. And so that's why I... single him out.
Okay, for some reason I was picturing him at playing dice.
I should have just left it with that. That would have been even funnier.
Who's the NBA coach most likely to lose his salary in Vegas? That's going to be what's motivating the players to actually try in this in-season tournament. They keep saying it's to because you get a cash prize or whatever it is, $500K, and the players seem really motivated by that. I don't know. The games have been good quality.
They've been good quality.
Regular season games in general have been good quality, and I think people, all the conversation about they need to change the regular season, like people forget that the actual level of games are usually still pretty good. It's just the last month of the season when teams are clearly tanking or clearly don't care about their seeding and just trying to not get hurt that matters. But the games usually are pretty good quality in the NBA, tournament or not.
There are really only a handful of teams I would consider actually terrible this year. I mean, it seems to be a lot of kind of middle of the pack type teams, and then pretty top heavy on both conferences, I think. The Wizards are terrible, generationally bad.
You got the Wizards and Hornets where you're just fundamentally, I don't take you seriously.
Pistons are there too, but they're dealing with major injuries. They got five.
Yeah,
to seven
they got a weird
team.
I don't think it's gonna happen for them. No. But.
I like Monty Williams coaching a team like that, though. It's,
Except it took them, 8 games for all of the fans to hate on him.
Really?
Yeah, because he starts Killian Hayes and plays him 40 minutes a game. Yeah. And all their young players he benches after they make one bad play. So they don't like him for that reason.
The Killian Hayes renaissance is incoming, folks.
Folks, I'm calling it right now. You can circle this. You can write it. You can bold it, highlight it, whatever you want to do. I'm locking in. Killian Hayes will make an all-NBA team in the next... year. Next
I'll,
year, he's
I'll,
all NBA 13.
I'll go even further than that. I think he's going to win most improved player this year.
He's going to, after we say this, he's going to start putting up 25 a game.
That would be amazing. to be able
that,
to...
That would be pretty amazing, yeah. That would be like... I'm trying to think of a good reference point. Cross sport here. Mm. I don't know. Callum Hudson-Odoi ending the season with 20 goals and 10 assists.
I see it.
Just... completely flamed out relative to the
way
they got picked.
That's gonna be Ilunga.
He's cooking.
He's cooking. You know.
He's cooking. He's a fun. Forrest is kind of fun. Yeah. I'm gonna say it.
See, I know. Oh, sorry.
Oh no. You know, who knew that the having billions and billions of dollars just buy random players?
Greek. Isn't he? Yeah. Isn't he like the Olympiacos?
Oh, the Olympiacos guy. Yeah.
See, destabilized. This is all German money that you're spending. It's all from German banks.
German chancellor just looking at force.
Merkel watch and just like, when you get relegated, I'm coming for everything. I don't even think, it's not even Merkel anymore. I don't know who's running the show there.
Scholes or whatever.
I don't know. I'm not tapped in.
I know neither of you care about baseball, but...
Go for it.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani.
Did he sign with somebody?
No, oh, God, no. You would have heard about that. I'm really hoping he comes to the Red Sox. There's a lot of... a lot of good evidence for why he would want to do that.
I've liked all the edits of him in like Chelsea jerseys. Like, I think my favorite was it was a Buffalo Bills jersey. Joey, save us.
The big thing is that like he's a New Balance athlete, and apparently like him and the CEO are very, very close. New Balance based out of Boston. Prime sponsor of Fenway.
He has like one quote where he said he likes Fenway, and I saw a lot of Red Sox fans really run with that.
I think like the New Balance connection is more compelling. It's also just like, again, there's not really a salary cap in baseball, so mm-hmm. It's like there's only a few teams that can.
Yeah, but doesn't the Red Sox owner not spend money? Like, that's the whole deal.
For somebody like, for a guy like this, even somebody
who
doesn't really
spend.
Yeah,
but if you're a billionaire who's pocket watching. You're still pocket watching. I don't know. Like, these guys don't tend to show good decision making if they're mainly concerned about not spending money.
I agree with you, but I don't think I can overstate how big of a deal Shohei like is in the baseball world.
No, I would love. As someone with no investment in baseball, I think that would be sick. I'd be able to like go see
exactly.
And play. That would be actual draw. But as someone who's not an expert on this, but just knows that athletes tend to like to play in LA and LA teams tend to have money. He's going to the Dodgers.
Dodgers can't pay him. They've outside of the Mets, they have the most expensive payroll in baseball. They can't afford him.
Isn't there not a salary cap?
I'm talking like they. I don't think they would have the cash to pull that off.
I know. They're remember seeing everyone saying he was going to go to the Dodgers.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, they're paying Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman what like a bunch of money.
Mookie Betts come back to Boston.
I don't know. I think he's either going to land in L.A., New York, or
Oakland.
Don't even bring that up. That's just so upsetting. I feel so bad for Oakland, dog. First the Raiders, then the Warriors, and now the A's are gone.
The city of Oakland never do.
No. It's a shame. Point is, it'd be really cool to see Shohei Ohtani play for the Red Sox. Also because the Red Sox are terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it'd be nice for him to go to another bad team and continue to spend his career not contending.
Send this man. Oh, I'm trying to think of like who the franchise would be to do that.
Send this man to Cincinnati. I don't know what the baseball teams are. It'd just be really funny for a star high
send
profile.
Send this man to St. Louis.
He's just like, I really like the Midwest. I just think
you are a Milwaukee Brewer.
Me and Giannis are just good friends. I chop it up with him in the non-overlapping baseball and basketball offseason.
I might go Photoshop him in a Packers jersey.
That's a good move. All right, we got more music coming up, folks. If you can believe it,
wow!
You might recognize the start of this one. I'm not even going to intro it because I think it'll speak for itself.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that close city bus. Everything dies, honey, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, baby, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold, and maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, baby, that's a bet. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. So is your hair up and nice, is it ever pretty?
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey legend.
New Jersey legend.
We got a New Jersey rep here as well.
It's like a central component of the New Jersey state mythos.
The New Jersey spirit.
The New Jersey spirit. New Jersey nationalism, whatever. It's a central.
It's component. The Sopranos and Bruce Springsteen.
Sopranos and Bruce Springsteen.
What's like the mythical creature for New Jersey?
The Jersey Devil, of course.
Oh. I'm not familiar.
It's just a like a
lore
weird
drop?
Just a weird monster that supposedly lives out in the Pine Barrens.
Every state has one of those. Yeah. Not every state. Yeah. Every community, there's an urban legend about some monster out there.
Florida's just alligators.
Yeah. Florida is just
got real
actual
monsters.
Animals.
Yeah.
Texas, it's I don't know, other people's property. the average homeowner. Go trick or treat. You got to send your kids with a gun in case someone just comes out firing. Who's our at my door. Bang, bang. Sees a kid dressed as like a, I don't know, a superhero.
He's, like, he's got a shield.
Kid,
that's a weapon.
Kid's dressed up as a cop. Comes on your property. So you're violating my Fourth Amendment rights.
You don't have a warrant. Twig or ah!
Folks, that was the shooting children bit. No, that's not.
Well, when you put it like that.
Harry, so what's your Bruce Springsteen take?
He's fine. Never really cared for him all that much. My parents can't stand him, so I never listened to him growing up. Nebraska is a good record.
He was just in my house constantly. Not him.
He was just pulling up. Like, yo, we call him Brucey.
He swears he lives with my family.
Every New Jersey resident swears they have some connection to Bruce Springsteen.
That's true. That's
yeah. Just like, no, bro, you, the dude at the car store's cousin's nephew.
No, it was like,
was touring with Springsteen, bro.
I had a teacher in high school who, like, every other class, he'd be like, I actually catered at Bruce Springsteen's home one time. Like, I met him. He listened to my demo, guys.
Listen to my demo.
Imagine you're having, like, you pay for, like, insane catering service, like a huge event, and then when the caterer tries to play you his demo.
And it's just some SoundCloud rap. Like, completely, like, wrong audience. Just like, well, he's in the industry, right? He's got connections.
He knows. He'll know someone.
I'm on a whole nother level. I'm geek.
Yeah, I don't know. I, like, just wasn't around me as a kid, so I never really...
Was a Springsteen household.
Yeah, no. My parent... I talk about this with Amy all the time, because all of her, like, older musical knowledge is, like, stuff from the 80s. And, like, my parents, it was all 60s and 70s. So, yeah. Like, I'm just not super familiar with a bunch of, like, 80s music. I also think most of it's... But whatever. 70s is where it was at.
I'm holding my tongue. But no, I like to, I grew up with 80s more, and then I've listened to 70s more of late. It's kind of, I don't have a strong, it's just too broad, really. Because, like, yeah, also no, you get shifts that happen. The 80s, 70s thing is kind of convenient, because it really is. Same with 60s, where that might be like, I don't know. So it feels like the end of the decade, there really is a clear, like, change of sound. Whereas, like, the 90s, it kind of waited till, like, 92 or something, I mean, where it was actually. It's a significant change.
It's reductive to try to, like, music by decades. Yeah. I just think it's, like, a helpful exercise when somebody, like, plays something for me, and I'm like, I'm just, like, not familiar with this, and it's like, that's why. But stuff my parents used to do is just from a couple decades earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely makes influenced sense. The kind of stuff that I listen to now, and I think that's sort of interesting.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Of course, everyone's got a little bit of their, a lot of their parents in them. I mean, that's what.
Yeah.
Makes us who you have that moment where you, like, I've had that obviously with Hannah, where I meet her parents, and it's just like, not like a surprise, because, like, I have expectations for what they'd be like, but it's still like, oh, this kind of explains a lot. Not really a novel.
That's how I felt about Amy's mom first time I met her. It was like, yeah, this,
yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour now. I got one more song. It's Did I Flounder by George Clinton. This is Hour to Kill, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Thank you, Harrison, Dan, for coming on.
Been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening.
Folks at home, have a good Saturday evening. Enjoy.